17th, and we begin from.
Both mention the snacks.
We begin from the bottom of Tes Zion Amud Aleph, and in our quest to finish Perek Rishon this evening. Very exciting, and we have fresh Mandelbrot with craisins this evening, for those of you listening at home. Okay. Okay, we're right on the bottom, and we're starting from Charvona. Where's Ari Yankin? Ari Yankin? Oh, Ari Yankin? You want to sit here? You got a place? You got a Gemara? Okay. Good. So let's just make sure everyone has the place. Vayomer Charvona. Right? Okay, in the Megillah, by the way, that continues and says Vayomer Charvona. Oh, by the way, also Haman wanted to hang Mordechai on Shadi Beretov on the Melech. And Vayomer Charvona, that he erected a tree, Eitz Gavoah Chamishim Amah. And Chasher says, you know what? Good idea. Teluhu Allah. Vayomer Charvona. I'm Rabbi Lezer. I'm Charvona Rasha, but also Eitz Ahaya. Really, Charvona was a Rasha as well, and he was part of this. Kevon Chiraj Shalonuskai Matzaso. When he saw the tide was turning, Miad Barach, he ran. What is this? Fair weathered friend, right? A fair weathered friend. Behind Udichsev Vayashlech.
He didn't do tshuva.
Exactly. Exactly, which I was going to talk about that in a second. Tichsiv vayashlech alav. This is a pasuk in Iyov about a friend that runs away when the tide turns. Vayashlech alav lo yachmo miyado, barach yivrach, and the friend runs away. Okay. So now, because of what Mr. Goldstein just said, I had a really big question. In other words, the Seder, the Gemara wants to mention that Charvona was a fair-weathered friend, and you shouldn't think that Charvona was this big tzaddik. But then, in Shoshana Yaakov, Charvona gets top billing. So, I don't have a problem with Charvona not being a Rasha, but why does we have to end off Gam Charvona Zachor
Latov? Isn't that in parentheses?
Is it parentheses?
I think so, isn't it? No, I don't think I'll
have okay.
Well, yesterday we said that Esther... One of the reasons why she wanted Haman there was she was afraid that Haman wasn't there. So
who knows?
Achashverosh was a little angry, but then he might cool off and forget. So maybe.
Excellent.
But so therefore she wanted him there, so he'll be killed right away. So here he's the one who caused him to be killed.
Okay, so that's clearly a part of the answer is the assist. That even if Charvona didn't mean well or mean bad or whatever it is that he meant, but if not for him literally seizing the opportunity, then, like Tzvi is saying, maybe the Melech would never have acted on it. So, okay. Chamas HaMelech Shachacha. The Gemara has a problem with it. It's like two Shachachas. Two Shachachs. It should just say, I don't know, what would it say in modern day Hebrew?
One
Chamas HaMelech?
No, one
Shacha?
It says here, one Chach.
Nishkach.
Just one Chach.
Shachach? Yeah, okay. Shtei shkichos halalu lama. Why are there two? Achas shemalko shalolam v'achas shalachas shveros. So first the Gemara says, clearly, if the tide begins to turn, and Haman, who's the initiator of the gzera, is now being killed, so you see that the Ribono Shalom's chema that started back at Nebuchadnezzar is now the tshuva was the skabel. So that's one shemalko shalom, v'achas shalachashverosh. And obviously Achashverosh is chema now, I guess. Against Haman, right? That he was appeased by killing him. Okay. Amri lo achas shalatzer v'achas shalvashti. Or no. Now that he's been exposed, so he's the architect of Vashti getting killed. He's upset about that. and he's the architect of almost killing Esther. So there's two Achemas that Achashverosh is now settled with because Haman was killed. Okay. Likulam Nasan Laish. What does this have to do with anything now?
We're going
to
get into Mordechai in a second. It's
Benjamin. Okay, thank you. Right, Mordechai's success. Likulam Nasan Laish Khalifos Malos, Ulubinyamin Nasan Chamesh Khalifos. This is after he reveals himself. So now he gives each one of them a set of clothing, but he gives Binyamin 5 sets of clothing. Efshe Davish Nitzbarbar also Tzadik Yikoshabo. Yosef is sitting in Mitzrayim, the victim of jealousy, knowing that the whole reason he's down there is because of the jealousy. How could he himself now cause jealousy? Again, could he fail? Could he stumble on the same thing that he knows so well? Damarav Baba Chasya, Amarav Chama Bar Guri Amarav, Bishvil Mishkol Shnei Slaim Milas, because of something that weighed, fine wool that weighed 2 slime, that's the Ksonos Pasim. Shosef Yaakov the Yosef Bishar Echad, that he got more than everyone else got. Nizgal Gal Dabi Yardu Asin Mitzrayim. So you see, the whole thing began because of clothing and jealousy. How could he now give Binyamin extra? Amar Rebbe Binyamin Bar Yafes, Remez, Ramaz, Lo, Sha'asid, Ben, Latzis, Menu. Sheyetim of the Amel, Chamisha Levushe Malchus, Shnema, Umar Chayala, Yatza, Belush Malchus, Tcheles, Argaman, Levush, Utz, Gorg, what is it? Tcheles, Boots. Chura Terezav Gdol Tzachrich Boots. I knew there was boots in there. Agamon. Vayir Shushan Tzolov Samecha. Okay? Vush Malchus. Tcheles. Chur. Aterez. Zahav. Gdola. Tzachrich Boots. Tzachrich Boots. Vargamon. Okay?
So no, I don't understand why that answers the question.
Okay, so he says here on the bottom, which makes a lot of sense. Not a lot of sense. It makes a little sense. Okay, it answers most of the question, possibly. That he gave him something that was clearly 1/5 of what he gave everyone else. So if you gave someone a $100 bill and you gave someone else 5 20s, that would not be Ma'ora Kino. So he did give him 5 things of clothing, but they were clearly 5 suits of inferior quality. Does that answer? Okay. Okay, so that's the answer, that he really gave him the same exact thing, it's just in 5 portions. One, the same amount in 5 portions. I mean, it only works if the brothers really knew and saw.
Right, how did somebody know that, this is one piece,
right.
It's worth as much as those 5.
So it could be, you know, like he's, you know, holding it up and say, and here for you is a Hickey Freeman suit. And here for you is 5 Adolfos. You know? Or something. So I don't know. You're right. It only works.
If,
I'm sorry.
Hickey Freeman.
A Hickey Freeman? Hickey Freeman.
No, from the east side also.
How can you not go Hickey Freeman? That's the one we don't buy. that's
the one that's most likely a shop.
Yeah.
The more expensive, the more likely to shop.
Okay. Okay. Vayipal al tzavarei Binyamin achiv, and he fell on the necks of Binyamin, his brother. So the Gemara says, "Kama tzavar havalei Binyamin al tzavarei Binyamin al tzavar Binyamin." What are these necks? Amar Rabbi Lezer, "Bach al shnei mikdashim shasidim lios bechelko shel Binyamin vasidim licharev." Both of the batei mikdash were in Binyamin's share, half Binyamin, half Yehuda. And they were going to be destroyed, so he's crying over them. Uvenyamin bacha al tzavarav, and Binyamin cried back on his neck. Bacha Mishkan Shilo, shasid liyos b'chalkos yosef v'asid lecharev. Also, because Mishkan Shilo was going to be destroyed in his thing. Tzvi?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have a question here. How does this answer?
Yeah.
It answers what he did, but not why he did it and what its connection to now.
I know, this is just the same. What connection to Purim?
No, like, oh, he's crying over the two batei mikdash.
What is it,
Mecca? What is the, where? It didn't bother you, I thought for sure. Okay, so I think the answer is Pashut, and it's like this. What is the ultimate time of this revelation between Yosef and the brothers, and the... What does Rashi say?
Rashi says this question should be read from the text. There's no inference being brought from the plural or in the Tzavari, since scripture commonly uses the plural in places of singular.
Oh.
I just think Tzavari is really not a problem.
Not Tzavari is a problem.
He's saying that it's not a problem.
Oh, okay.
There's not really a cut.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so, but I'm asking a question. Why here? Even if the Gemara is answering, the Gemara didn't answer why here and what else did it. So I think the answer is now the brothers, he reveals himself to the brothers and Ki'ilu, and what's the first thing that happened? He's saying the whole thing that was created between us and the Sinas Chinam, and it's all fine, it's good. Ki lemichya shalachani aleichem. Don't worry. And then he sees Baruch HaKodesh that the Batei Mikdash are going to be destroyed. Ba'avon Sinas Chinam. So now at this point, he's crying on Binyamin Dafka. And together they're crying because whatever it is, that Shemet, that root that took hold of Sinas Chinam that started at Mechiras Yosef, and that Yuridas Mitzrayim was supposed to be Misaken, ugh. Look, Ruach HaKadosh, and we see that it's still not Mitukan. How horrible that this moment that could end and should end is not ended. So that's why it's here. Because the Batei HaMikdash that they can keep being destroyed, we haven't learned the lessons of what it is to be one, to leave all our differences. So that's why Dafka here is crying. Okay. V'hinei nechem ra'os, enei achi binyamin. And he, what is he saying to them? I'm Rebbe Lezer, I'm Alehem. Ein belibi al Binyamin, achi, shelo ayah b'mechirasi. He dafka equates them with Binyamin. The same way I don't hold anything against Binyamin, I couldn't. Binyamin's my brother, he wasn't even there. Kach ein belibi aleichem, so too I have nothing against you. And that's why he said, kifi hamadaber aleichem, to tell them, kifi. Not because my mouth, but my mouth is one with my heart. As opposed to Echad Bepeh, the Echad Belev, he wants them to know I am Echad Bepeh, Echad Belev means I'm saying one thing and I'm feeling another. He wants them to think, no. Kifi, Kain Libi. Whatever I'm saying is what I really mean, and I don't hold anything against you.
Well, I can understand the first part when it talks about that he gave. More five, because it's a remes to what Mordechai is going to wear the five names. But why is the rest brought down? Why does the rest?
So it could be just because we started with it. It could be, you're right, the beginning is just the person, you know, we're continuing with these psukim because we started with them.
Once they bring something,
Okay. Aviv shalach kazos. This is what he sent home with his brothers for his father. 10 donkeys laden with all the good of Mitzrayim. My mitzvah Mitzrayim. What is the tub Mitzrayim that he sent? Amar Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes Amar Belaza. Shalach lo yayin yashan. He sent him old wine. Old. Okay, we'll see in a second. Shadaz kainim nocha imenu, because it's better for elderly people. So it says on the bottom. I think it's Rashi. One second. No. He says because it warms them. Oh, here it is. The fish danskinim nochim and uzer davar tov lo minakol. So here he says it warms them. Amarsha. The elderly enjoy wine because it warms them. Which makes sense because the older wine is, the more it ferments, the higher alcohol content it would have. And the alcohol is what would warm you. Okay? Vayelchu gam echav vayiplu lefanav. Now this is much later. All of that was before Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim. Now we're talking about after Yaakov died. So it says that the brothers were afraid now that Yaakov died. Maybe only Yosef was being nice to us because he was afraid of, or he didn't want to hurt Yaakov. But now that Yaakov's dead, he's going to rain down his wrath upon us. So they went to him and they said to him, Avicha tziva lemar. Your father commanded as follows. Of course, Yaakov didn't command. And Yosef says, don't worry about it. I'm not worried. I'm not upset. Vayelchu gam echav v'yiflu l'fanav. Amar Rabbi Yom v'yefes. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Hadadamr inchi. Ta'ala be'idnei sagidle. When the fox has his hour, leave him. Then you bow to him. So the Gemara says, Ta'ala, why would that make sense with the mashal here? Yosef's not a fox. He's not inferior. In other words, what could the mashal say? The mashal could say, it wouldn't make sense for the mashal to say, when a lion has his hour, bow to him. Because it's always the lion's hour. Right? So the fox means someone that's not the lion. You usually don't have to be mechabed him, but now it's his turn, bow to him.
Even the lion should bow to him.
Exactly. Even the lion's bowing to the fox, even though it's not his turn. But that would mean that they're the lion and he's the fox. Why is he inferior to them at this point? He's still the king and he's equal, if not better. So why is he the fox in the muscle? My bitziruse me'achle. How is he batzir, less than them? Ela itmar hachi itmar. If you want to teach me that thing, that the inferior one, the lion, has to bow down to once in a while, learn it from here. Vayishtachu Yisrael roshamita. When Yaakov was on his deathbed, he called in all the children. Yosef came in, and it says that Yosef, when Yosef walked in, Yaakov was mishtacha there.
This was by
Shimon v'Levi Achim.
It
was before when Menashe and Ephraim were coming to.
That or even before when he says, promise that you're
there. I don't think so. I think it was when everyone was there. Because it's Al Rosh Hamita that it was all 12 of them. Rabbi Meir Yoyef is on Rabbi Lazar. Talib Idnei Sagadlai. Okay, it's irrelevant. It's not. The point is that Yaakov bowed to Yosef. Talib Idnei Sagilei. Yaakov's the lion, the king, the Rosh, the God Aldar, the Av. And he's bowing down to Yosef, the Ben, because it's his turn, because he's the Gemelech. This is when that Yosef answered them, console them, don't worry. So, I'm Rabbi Yom B'Yafes, still the same person. I'm Rabbi Lezer. He told them things that would make them feel better. Uma, like what? Uma, Saras Neros, L'Yach L'Chabos Nerechad. So this is interesting. He's saying to them, he's not saying I don't want to hurt you. He's saying, even if I did want to hurt you, how silly would that be? If 10 Neros, you couldn't hurt me, I can't do anything to you. So I think he's transcending, like, forget about me being upset at you, not. It's not. It's illogical for me to be, to do anything to you.
It sounds like he's still upset at that.
Yeah,
he would, I know.
I know.
It's very strange.
Okay. La Yehuda Maisa Ora v'Simcha v'Sasam v'Yikar. I'm Rav Yehuda. Ora Zutora v'Cheinu Amer Kinemer Tzvedora Ar. Simcha v'Yom Tov. Cheinu Amer Zanak v'Chagecha. Sasam z'Mila. Chenu Amar Sasan Amchial Mirsecha Kamotse Shal Rav, Viakar Elu Tefillin, Chenu Amar Vera Uz Kama Me Aretz, Kishem Hashem Nikra Olecha, Viar Umi Merko, Vatan Yerba Lazar Godo Amar, Elu Tefillin Shabrosh, that's the Ra'u Kama Me Aretz Viar Umi Merko. Now Rashi says something, Rashi says quickly, on Ora Zutora, She Gazar Alein Hamad Shal Yaskub Torah, Kimar Alein Yam Tovim, I always thought it was just dumb that these are things that happened. There was a resurgence and all these mitzvahs that people were happy about. But Rashi is saying that specifically he was gozer on these things, and then they stopped, and then they were able to restart. So he wasn't gozer on Shabbos, and he was gozer on Yom Tov. He was gozer on Torah, Tefillin makes sense. Mila makes sense. Yom Tov, maybe Yom Tov and Shabbos. Okay, Parshan Dasa, Ve'es Parshan Dasa. This is begins the. Can I have that stick in there? The blue one, right? The sticking in there? Yeah. Okay, so this is by the. Brothers, Aseres Bnei Haman. And I'm just gonna find it here. It's gotta be here. Koheles. Esther. Okay. So this is how they're written. This is not how they're written. Okay, Parshan Dasa. This is how they're written. And then the long elongated vav of Vaizasa. Okay? So now the Gemara says like this. That's Parshan Dasa, says Bnei Haman. So it's like this. Okay? That should all be read in one breath. And so what I just said, Amar of Ada de Min Yafo, from Yafo. Seres Bnei Haman. The Aseres, that whole thing, Tzorech Lemem Rinu Ovi Neshima Achas. We have to say it in one breath. My time, or why? Kulu Be'ad Adad Din Afti Mishmasayim. Because they were all killed in one breath, in one thing. So you can't, how could you show? You can't write them all together. Right? You obviously have to write one after the other. So what could show you that they all died together? Reading it in one breath, that they all died together. And then also, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vav Divaizasa, the last Vav, Sarach Lemimtecha Bizkipa. You have to pull it down and make it longer like it is here. Kimardaya Delibros, like the oar that they use on the river Libros. You know the, what's it called? The Botsun? The guy all the way in the back? The paddle? But it's the long, long one. Okay? So, my time up. Why? Why does it have to be longer? Kulu b'chadz kifa is dakifu. Because they were hung one on top of the other. On one pole. Okay?
Oh. How did they all die in one Neshima?
How did they die in one Neshima?
If they were on 10 separate poles, you can say...
Okay, right, so that's... one second. They weren't hot. They weren't killed by hanging. They were killed and then hung up. So I don't think it answers it, but unless 10 different people were killing them at the same time. But it... Okay, so that could be. That they were all found and killed at the same time. Because it says, on one day, Vayaku Ayudim Chove Makas Kherva Abdon, Vayatsu Besanem Kirtonam, Ubishusha Bira Hargu Ayudim Vabed Chamesh Melsish Ves, blah, 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 blah. They killed 510 people on that first day. And then the second day, or that night, or that day, Echashverosh asks Esther, what do you want? She says, I want tomorrow to kill as well and to hang Aseres Bnei Haman. They were dead already. So she's just hanging them in a public show of, I don't know, what's the word am I looking for there? A public show of...
Power?
Okay.
You know that whole thing that happened with the Nazis, right?
Supposedly, yeah. Okay. I'm Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Darash Rabbi Shela bar Ish Kvar Tamarta. Kol Hashiros Kulon Nechtavos Ariach Al Gabi Levena. So let's just quickly we have here, I'll open up to Uz Yashir. Okay? So, just look quickly. Uz Yashir is written Ariach al Gabi Levena. This would be Ariach, a full brick, resting on two half bricks. The way you would build. You would build 1, 2, 3, right? And then you'd put two on top. Each one whole brick is on two halves. Now that's a more stable way of building. Haman's children are like this. So if they fall right in, so to speak. That's the Gemara explaining now that Kol Ashiros, Nichtavos, Ariach al Gabi Levena. This and Hazinu and Yoshua, the cities that Yoshua captured. Ow. Kol Ashiros Kulon Nichtavos Ariach al Gabi Levena, Levena al Gabi Ariach. Chutz Mishirazu Malchei Kna'an. Except for this one, it's interesting, he calls it a Shira. Remember, we learned before, Halel Kriyasa Zu Halela. This is the Shira, the Halel. Chutz Mishira Zu Malchei Kna'an. Except for the Aseres Bnei Haman and the Malchei Kna'an. There it's Shariach Agabi Ariach Levena Gabi Levena. By Taima, Shlotei Tukuma Labapolasan. Okay, so he explains at the bottom from Rashi that we should see the Rashi, I guess. Shalotei lam tekuma, shalo yehei lahem makom laharchiv tzadav tachtav. So it seems like if you're falling and there's stuff around, or you can extend yourself or hold on or do something, then you have what to hold on to. But if the Aseres Bnei Haman fall in the middle, there's nothing to stop their fall. They go straight down. It's symbolic, obviously. But the point is that they should rot and not come back. Okay. Vayomer HaMelech L'Esther HaMalkut Shushan HaBira Harga Yehudim. Amar Bavo Melamed Sheba Malach Ustaro Alpiv. It's interesting. The beginning of that pasuk starts off, and it sounds like Achshur is not so happy. He's going, okay, you know, so they killed 500 people, and they killed this, and they killed that, and they killed that. Enough with the killing, you know, we're killing my people. It's enough. So, in middle of that tirade, a malach came and slapped him. In other words, and then he turns around and goes, oh, is there anything else we can do for you, dear? Anyone else you want to kill? Because it's very miduyak in the pasuk, because the beginning of the pasuk sounds like he's going on and on, and then all of a sudden he changes his tune. Ubevol of Nehemelch Amar Im HaSefer. And when she came in front of the king, Amar Amra Mibayle. If she's talking, then it should say she said. Amar Biyochran Amra Lo Ye Amar Bapeh Mashakatz BaSefer. So this is coming to tell us that this was not Esther talking to Achashverosh, but Esther Stam. This is what we mentioned before, Kivauni Lidoros, Kizvuri Lidoros. When Esther said that Purim should be part of the holidays and Megillah should be part of the canon, so she's saying, Yeh Omer Bapeh, Mashakos Basefer. And now the mitzvah Megillah, which is to read it every year, you're not Yotzei if you say it by heart. Once it's written, you have to read it inside. So this is a way for them to get other halachos into the psukim. Okay, so now they sent out all of the megillos. Divrei shalom v'emes, amar Rabbi Tanchum, amar Rabbi Asi, melamed shetzichas sirtut. Divrei shalom v'emes, what's the emes? Ke'amita shel Torah. Just like the Torah itself needs sirtut. Sirtut are the lines. If you ever look at a Megillah or a Sefer Torah, there are lines. And then the Sofer writes, hanging from the lines. So it's a halacha, Moshe Mishinai, that a Sefer Torah needs sirtut. You see here that she's equating MS, Amita Shel Torah, either like a Sefer Torah or a mezuzah. Either way, the Megillah needs sirtut like those MS, like Amita Shel Torah. Umaamar Esther Kiyam. So it says that, can I have this tissue?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says that everyone agreed and to fulfill what Esther wanted for generations because of what happened. It says, Ma'amar Esther in Divrei Atzmos Lo. It seems like it's focusing on that Esther, they were saved because of what Esther said, and not because of the tshuva and the tzomos that happened. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Dibrei Tzomos, Umama Esther. If you read the pasuk without an end to the pasuk before, it says, I'll read it, 1 second. Where is this test? What does it say? Test. Anyone? What pasuk is it? Test Gimel. Yud Gimel. Perek Yud. Pasuk Gimel. Where are the prokim here? Ches. Yod. No. I'm sorry, one more time. Lekayem. Lekayem is imei apurim elu bizmanei mashik. Kasher kiyam alei Mordechai Yehudi v'Esther Malka. Kasher kiyam alei Mordechai Yehudi v'Esther Malka. Divrei hatzomos v'zaakasam. Uma'amar Esther kiyam. So that's the next passage. Don't read it like that. Read it. Kimu al nafsham ba'azaram. Divrei hatzomos v'zaakasam. Uma'amar Esther kiyam. Instead, even though there's an end of the pasuk there, don't end the pasuk there and attach Ma'amar Esther to Divrei Hatzomos in the schus of all of those things they were saved, and that's why they keep Purim forevermore. Okay, the pasuk says Ki Mordechai Yehudi Mishtu Mechachashveros Kodol Ayudim Ratzu Rav Achav. He was accepted as a great person amongst most of his brethren, the Rav Echav, most of them below Kol Echav, not everyone. Malam Eich Pershim Menubik to Sanhedrin. Some of the Sanhedrin disagreed with him, and they separated from him. I'm Rav Yosef. Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Metzos Nefashos. The Meikara Chashav Le Mordechai Basa Dalet Uvasof Basa Chamisha. First Mordechai is counted number 5, and then he becomes number 6. He obviously went down in Madrega. Yes. Yes. Okay, he was 5th, and then he's counted 6th after the 5th, and now we're going to say Meikar Ksev Hashem Barom Zebravel Yeshua 1 Nechemya Suraya Re'elya, and he is number 5 Ulvasov Ksev Abayim Im Zerubavel Yeshua Nechemya Azar Amya Nachmani, and then he is number 6. So you see, so now that ostensibly, because he was involved in the government, so he had less time for Talmud Torah, and now he was demoted. Okay? So the truth is, not the truth is, but it doesn't seem, it's not so poshut, because it could be, I think it says it somewhere, that Mordechai, that they were upset at not Mordechai doing the story of Purim, but when the story of Purim was over, Mordechai still took a job in the palace. And at that point, he should have went back to the Sanhedrin. So, not Gedola Talmud Torah Yosef Metzos Nefashos, that he should have not been involved in the Purim story, but rather, he's demoted. Obviously, saving a life takes precedence over learning Torah. But
yeah, Mordechai
After the Purim, in order to protect the Jews from future threats. That's what he says in the bottom from Ben Yehoyada.
They're saying, but it doesn't. It, just because he was demoted doesn't mean that God will tell the Torah. It could mean that if you don't learn Torah, you're going to be
demoted. You're obviously
going to
be demoted.
But it's saying that it's better than the Torah, which we know is not true. If you have
right.
to save a life.
No, if you have to save a life, you have to. It's just.
This here is not immediate, but it says here.
It's after.
Right. Immediate save a life. Right.
Right.
But he already saved a life. The program was over, and I continued to be the governor.
So maybe the answer is he couldn't have been demoted. If it would have just been for the Purim story, he couldn't have been demoted for those ministerial duties. But afterwards, he could. Okay. Amarav, b'tem Reb Shmuel Barta, Gadol Tamadar Yosef b'Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Shekol Zman Shebaruch Benir Yakayim Lo Nichro Ezra VaAllah. As long as Ezra's Rebbe Baruch Ben Neriya was alive, he didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Amar Abba Rabbi Yitzchak. He didn't leave him alone and go back. Not that Baruch Ben Neriya didn't let him go. Lohi Nicho, he wouldn't leave him. Amar Abba Yitzchak. Bar Shmuel Bar Mata. Gadol Tamadar Yosef Mikubur Vahim. It's greater than Kibbutz Avim. Shekol Osun Shamash Yaakov Avinu Beis Eber Lo Nanash. As long as he was in the Beis Eber, he wasn't punished for being away from Yitzchak. But then, the rest of the years, he was punished. The Amarmar. Now we're going to prove that Yosef was punished only for the 22 years that he was by Lavan, but not for the 14 years that he was by Eber. Lama Nim, what? Yaakov. Yaakov was learning B'nai Sefer, and he wasn't punished for those 14 years, but he was punished for the 22 when he was by Laban. Lama Nim Nushnos of Shishmo. Why do we need to know? Rashi says, Ma Lord Lim Nushnos of Rishayim. What do we care how old Yishmo was when he died? Kedi Eliyachas Ben Nushnos of Yaakov. It's really just to tell us how old Yaakov was. Tichsib. This is how old Yishmael was when he died. Mea Shana, Ma Shana, Ushloshim Shana Vishavah Shana. He was 137. Okay. Now that we know, does anyone have a piece of paper? Oh, I have a piece of paper. Okay, so we're starting backwards. Okay? So now we know that Yishmael was 137 when he died. Kama kashi Yishmael ben Yitzchak. How old, much older is Yishmael than Yitzchak? We all know. Right? Yitzchak was 8 days old when he had a bris. Yishmael was 13. A year before Yitzchak was born. Must be he was 14 when Yitzchak was had a bris. Or when Yitzchak was born. Okay. So now, our Beis Hashanah, he's older, minus 14. That would make the Chsiv Avram ben Shmuel Shalom Sheshon Blood is Hagar Shmuel Avram. He was 86. Chsiv Avram ben Mashana Bevelgos Yitzchak. No, he was 100 when he gave birth to Yitzchak. That's 14 years later. Yitzchak ben Shishim Shalom Blood is Osam. Yitzchak was 60 when he had Yaakov and Esav. Okay, Yaakov, Esav, Yitzchak. How old is Yishmael when Yaakov and Esav are born? 74. Bar kama avi Yishmael kedis yad Yaakov bar shem ba'arba. He's 74 because he was 60. He's 14 years older. Kama paishan b'shnei. How many years are left of Yishmael's life when he's 74? 137 minus 74. How much is that? 63. Shitin utlas. So, if Yaakov was born when Yishmael was 74, how old is Yaakov when Yishmael dies? 63 years later. One more time. If Yitzchak is 60 when Yaakov's born, how old is Esav? How old is Yishmael? 74. if Yishmael is 74 when Yaakov's born, how old is Yaakov when Yishmael dies 63 years later?
63.
Thank you. So now Yaakov is 63, and that's the day that Yishmael dies. One more time.
What's the problem?
He was 74 when he was born. He died 63 years later. He's 63. So now we know that if Yishmael died, key, clue, why Yishmael had to be named when how old he was, to tell us that when he died at 137, Yaakov was 63. Now we know Yaakov's 63, day Yishmael died. What is that day Yishmael died? That's the day Tanya. He was 63 when he got the bracha. How do you know? That was when Yishmael died. Esav saw that Yaakov got the brachos, and he was afraid, and he told him to leave and go marry someone from Rivka's family. So he realized that his father didn't want him to marry Isha Mibnos Canaan. So he had all these wives from Canaan. So he thought it would be smart to go marry one not from Canaan. So he wanted to marry someone from Yishmael's family, Yishmael's Ben Avram. Vayelech Esav, El Yishmael. Vayigach es machlas achos Nevayos. He goes to Yishmael and he marries the sister of Nevayos. Why does it say the sister of Nevayos? Melameh, Chakidya Yishmael. Initially, when he got there to marry someone from Yishmael, he dealt with Yishmael himself. But then, Mace, Yishmael died. V'yisiyah Nevayos Achiyah. And her brother had to marry her off, Nevayos. So now you see that Yishmael died then. Yishmael died then, Yaakov must have been 63. If Yaakov is 63... Shitin Utlas, Yaakov's now 63, it says here. How many years did he work for Rachel and Leah? 7 each, how many years?
14.
Plus 14. Work. Okay? Plus, he waited until Yosef was born. Okay? So now, Shitin Utlas. Abesar Admisal Yosef. 14 more years until Yosef was born. Now, 63 plus 14, he's 77. And now it's and then we know. Siv Yosef ben Shlosh Mushon Abam Nilfayf Naro. Yosef was 30 when he stood in front of Paro. Now Yaakov would be 30 plus 77, 107. He is 107. When Yosef is by Paro. And then, how many years after Yosef stood in front of Paro did Yaakov come down? This is after he was in jail. So what was left? The 7 years of plenty. Shav disava, 7 years of plenty. Bitarte tekanfa, and 2 years of famine. So now we're plus 7 and 2, 9. So 107 plus 9, 116. Hameh v'shitzar. Well, up to Yaakov should be now 116 when he comes down to Mitzrayim. Uksiv, v'yomer paro Yaakov, kama yimei shnei chayecha, how old are you? V'yomer Yaakov paro yimei shnei migurai, shloshim u'ma'ashana. Uh-oh. He says he's 130. If he's 130 when he comes to Paro, we're missing 14 years equals 14 mystery. Elosh marmina arba yisrei shnin da haba veis eiver. Lo chashav lehu.
How do you assume that?
Okay, there are 14 mystery years.
No. How do you assume what he did in those 14 years?
Oh, so we know that Yaakov went to Beis Eder. Because it says, I mean,
I'll us too.
That's a Kabbalah. No, it's a Kabbalah because it says, it says that Yaakov gave over the Torah that he learned from Aver to Yosef. It says that on the pasuk of, it's a Medrash Rabbah, on the pasuk of the Eileh Toldos Yaakov, what should be the next word? Eileh Toldos Yaakov Reuven. Eileh Toldos Yaakov Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisrael Toldos Yaakov. But what does the pasuk say? Eileh Toldos Yaakov Yosef.
Then it goes on to count Reuven Shimon.
Much later. So the Medrash says, what do you mean? The pasuk must be coming to tell me something. The pasuk is coming to tell me the toldos of Yaakov. Everything that happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. He did it, his brother didn't like him, his brother didn't like him. His father. He had to run away. And then one of the things that it says there is that he learned with him, and that's why he learned with him special. And what did he give him? He gave him over the Torah that he got from Aver. So he must have learned by Aver. So I'm saying that that's how we know he learned from Aver. Now, the 14 years he went to Aver. It could be that the Gemara knew that he had went to Beis Aver, we just didn't know for how long. Well, Chashav Lehu, and that counted in the calculation of... which calculation?
Of his age.
No, of the 22 years that he was punished for not being home. And what was the punishment? That Yosef was taken from him for 22 years. Titania. Hayyakov of Esaver Butwan Abaras Feshana. We learned in a Braisa that Yaakov was hidden by in Beis Aver. He stuck himself in Beis Aver for 14 years. Aver Mace. Aver died 2 years after Yaakov left. Now, when he left, Yatzim Misham Uvala Ram Narayim, Nimtza Kisham Alber Shibun Shimshana Shana. Must be. If he left when he was 63 and he was 14 years by Aver, he must have been 77 when he got to the Be'er. And who said that he wasn't punished for those 14 years? The Tanya. Nimtzi Yosef Shapir Shavav Me'aviv Esrim Shlaim Shana. The Braisa says that Yosef was separated from his father for 22 years. Kishem Shapir Esh Yaakov Avinu Me'aviv. Just like Yaakov was separated from his father. The Yaakov plus Vishita Avion, he was 63 when he left. But if he was 63... I'm sorry. The Yaakov plus Vashisa Avion. But we just said that Yaakov was away from Yitzchak for 36 years. Why was he only punished from being away from Yosef for 22 years? There's a 14-year discrepancy. You see, he wasn't punished for the 14 years that he was by Beis Aver. They're not counted. So the Beis Lavan Esrim Shnin Havyon, but really he was only by Lavan for 20 years. What's the 20-year cheshbon? The 20-year cheshbon is 14 years for working and another 6 years to acquire the livestock. That's 20. He got stuck on the way for 2 years, 18 months in Sukkot and 6 months in 18 months in Sukkot. Yatsam Mishum Dishtai Borcha Tartin Shnin. He got stuck on the way for 2 years. Shenema. Titania. Yatsam Be'aram Narayim. He left Aram Narayim Lavan. Uvava the Sukkot. He got to Sukkot. V'asa Hashem Shmonase Chodesh. He stayed in Sukkot for 18 months. Shenemar v'Yakov nasa sukkos of a yevon labai sukdei nasa sukkos. What do you see from there? Oh, you see, according to what he had to build, how long he was there for. He was there for 2 summers and 1 winter, because he had to build a winter home and a sukkah, which is a summer home. And Sukkos is two. Two of the summer homes. So two summers and one winter is 18 months. Ubeveis El also Shisha Chodashim. And then another 6 months in Beis El. Vehikriv Zvachim. And it says, that's what the Pasuk says. And he was Makriv Karbanos in Beis El after 6 months. So 18 plus 6 is 24. 24 divided by 12 is 2. That's 2 years that he was away on the way home until he got home to Yitzchak. So 20 years by Lavan, 2 years on the way. 22 years is how long he was punished for the Kibbutz Avim that he missed. 22 years is how long Yosef was away from Yaakov as a Onesh Kapara. Kapara. Hadron Allah Megillah Nikris. Yeah. Ooh, good question. What's the Pasuk? The Pasuk says that when they buried Yitzchak.
Abraham.
So it says that Yitzchak went first. And you see from there, Meduyak, that he allowed Yitzchak to go first, even though he was older. Because he had learned that Yitzchak, Kibi Yitzchak, Kikar El Chazara. I don't know. I was also thinking about that. Okay, tomorrow night? Friday night? Monday Shabbos? Okay, Sunday night. See you Sunday night, everybody.
Friday night, let's play out. You can go over the stuff I missed.
Yeah, I can. Absolutely. Oh man, this is so exciting.
Thank you for the baked goods.
Yeah. Where's Ari?
Hello.
How you doing? You were you